What is Tov, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day, on Yom Sheni, first day of the month of Elul. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Today is day 689, but so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families, and we daven, we pray for all the chayalim, all the brave soldiers, that they are safe, that they accomplish their mission, that they come home safely to their families. Today's program is generously sponsored by Sivi and Jeff Markinson, in memory of their beloved father's yahrzeit, Abraham Menach Ben Tzvi, whose yahrzeit was just the other day on the 29th, Chavtes Av Menachem Av. Thank you so much for your generosity and your dedication to the Daily Call, and may his neshama have an aliyah. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce, just down I-95, Rabbi Yosef Weinstock of the Young Israel of Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale in Hollywood, Florida, share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Weinstock slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and in English, and then Rabbi Weinstock will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, for the soldiers, Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for the hostages, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, for those who are sick, pausing for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those in need of our collective tefillos, of our prayers. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, and we got a lot of people who signed up yesterday, so I want to welcome all those who are joining us for the first time. Help us spread the word, not because we like to brag about numbers of how many are on the daily call, because each person on the call, another person reciting tefillos, another person reciting our prayers, and on a given day between our five parakim, our five chapters, those are hundreds and hundreds of words with millions and millions and millions that have been said since we started the call nearly 5.5 years ago. And so really welcome to all those who are with us, and help us keep getting the word out. And you can do so by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to dedicate, sponsor a day, a week, a month, a year of the program, you can do so at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call to do so for any reason, to commemorate a yahrzeit, celebrate a simcha, for any reason whatsoever. And we are very much appreciative of your generosity. One last note, as I shared last week, this will be my final day hosting the program for this week. Yirat Hashem, please God, heading to Israel tomorrow morning for a family simcha. Rabbi Jack Abramowitz will be guest hosting in my place, and I will return in Yirat Hashem next week, and we'll be back on Monday. So we'll miss the call, but you will be in great hands with Rabbi Abramowitz. With that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinstock.
Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be with you today on such an auspicious day, the first day of the month of Elul, a month that ushers in a period of great opportunities, a period of closeness with Hashem. There are a number of acronyms associated with this month of Elul: Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. Perhaps the most famous being the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li. First, I am to my beloved is to me. The first letters of those four words, spelling the letters of the month of Elul. Elul is a time of great closeness, closeness that exists and closeness that we can create between ourselves and God. But there are a number of other acronyms also based on the first letters of words from Sukkim. For instance, a pasuk in Shmos, Perek Chavalef, chapter 21 of Exodus, when it references the cities of refuge, says, Inali Yadov v'samti lecha, that God will create cities of refuge for the accidental murderer, for those of us who are in need of refuge, and that Velokim ina liyado v'samti spells out, v'samti lecha spells out the word Elul. Elul is a refuge in time for us to reflect and recall, but also to strengthen ourselves going forward. Another famous acronym that spells out the letters of the word Elul, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, is a pasuk coming up in a few weeks in Devarim chapter 30, where it talks about Hashem circumcises our hearts, which means impresses upon us the relationship that exists between Him and us. U'mal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. God circumcises the hearts of you and your children. Et levav ve'et levav. Et levavcha ve'et levav is an acronym for the words Elul. Elul is a time when we impress upon our hearts and ourselves and our children the relationship and the connection we have with the Almighty. And a little bit anachronistic, but nonetheless also associated with the acronyms of Elul, the pasuk in Megillat Esther, when it comes to one of the mitzvot, the famous mitzvot of the holiday of Purim that is meant to foster and strengthen unity, is of course the mitzvot of Mishloach Manot Ish L'Reyehu. And the acronym of those four words, Mishloach Manot Ish L'Reyehu U'Matanot L'Evyonim. Ish L'Reyehu U'Matanot L'Evyonim. First letters of those words in Esther also spell out the word Elul. Elul, time to not only strengthen our relationship with Hashem, but also with each other. A great time to give tzedakah as well, charity. As we know, it is one of the ways in which we are meritorious in the judgment that is also part of this time period of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But I wanted to end with an acronym that I was not familiar with until I read about it, I think it was last year, attributed to the great Chidush HaYarim, the first Rebbe of Ger Chassidus. The Chidush HaYarim notes that the name of this month, Elul, is comprised of, as I've noted, four letters, Aleph Lamed and Vav Lamed. And these four letters, switched around, can be used to create two words that sound the same, but have very different meanings. Those four letters can spell out the words Lamed Aleph, low, which means no, but also spells the word Lamed Vav, which is also pronounced low. But that doesn't mean no. Lamed Vav means with him. And with this in mind, the two words of Elul, no, almost as if without and with him, the Chidush HaYarim directs us to a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 100, which we recite every day as part of our Pesukei Dezimra, beginning of our prayers, where the pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 100, says, Di'u ki Hashem hu Elokim, hu asanu velo anachnu. Know that Hashem is God, King David said, He made us velo anachnu. Now, in the text, if you have a Tanakh, you'll notice that the velo anachnu is one of those phenomena known as a kriuksiv. The word lo is written lamed aleph, no. But and in that way, the way it is written, it means hu asanu velo anachnu, that God created us, and we human beings did not create us. But it is read as if lamed vav, which does not mean no, but means to him. In which case, the verse means Hashem made us, and we are His. And when understood as it is written, Lamed Aleph, lo, no, the pasuk teaches us the importance of recognizing that God is God and we are not God, emphasizing the importance of humility, of recognizing that there is a Creator and we are not the Creator. In many ways, we are not in control and we depend on God's will. But when understood as the creed, the way it is meant to be read, Lamed Vav, even though it sounds the same, it means something completely different. The pasuk would be teaching us that even though there is this distance between the Creator and us creatures, Lo Anachnu, we nonetheless still belong to Hashem. There is a relationship between us and God. And the more that we appreciate that relationship, the more we benefit from that relationship. And both ways to read that word in Tehillim 100, the word lo, whether it's Lamed Aleph or Lamed Vav, I believe teach us lessons important for this month of Elul and the upcoming high holidays, the Yomim Noraim. On the one hand, now is an appropriate time to inject within our perspective a dose of humility. We can't do everything by ourselves. Really, we can't do anything by ourselves. We depend on Hashem. And it's a time to pray for Hashem's blessings to continue in our lives. Elul is a time to realize v'lo anachnu. We are not God, and we need to turn to Hashem for our needs and our requests. But just as important is to remember hu asanu v'lo anachnu. God created us, and we are His. He created us. He loves us. He wants the best for us. He wants us to grow and to become the best versions of ourselves. Elul is a great time, therefore, to remind ourselves, on the one hand, we are not God, and we depend on Him. But also, Hashem is with us. Lo anachnu. He wants what is best for us, and that is accomplished when we return to Him, when we seek Him out, when we look to strengthen that relationship with each other and with Hashem. And this is an especially important and appropriate task and mission for this new month of Elul. Site Tehillim, Chaf Psalm 20. Mamaseach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Ubitzion Yitzadecha, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, V'Pascha Yidash Nesela, Yitzin Lecha P'yel Vavecha, V'chol Atzatzcha Yimalei, Nivrana Nabi Yishua Secha, V'Shem Eloheinu Nigdol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha. Ata yidaiti ki yoshi Adonai Meshicho, Ya'aneu Mishmei Kacho, Bigvuros Yesha Yimino. Eila Varecha Veila Vasusim, Vanachnu V'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir. Hema Karu V'Nafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad. Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'Yom Karenu. Tilm Chav Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Binoz Deshe Yarbiteni, Almei Menuchosi Nahaleni. Nashi Yeshovev Yancheni B'Magli Tzedek Leman Shemo. Gam Ki Eilech B'Gei Tzamaves. Lo Irara Ki Atayimadi. Shiftecho Mishantecha. Hema Yenachamuni. Taroch Lechonai Shulchan Neged Tzorarai. Yishanta V'Shemen Roshi Kosi Revaya. Ach Tov V'Chesed Yerdefuni Kol Yumei Chayai. V'Shavti V'Veis Adonai L'Yorech Yomim. Tilm Kuv Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalos, Esainai El Haharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shemayim Va'aretz, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'yarech V'alayla. Adonai Yishmarcha, Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeitzcha Uvoecha Me'ata V'yad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 30. Shir Hamalos, Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shima Bekoli, Tihiena Aznecha Kashkuvos Likol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmarya, Adonai Mi Yamod. Ki Imcha Slicha Laman Tivarei. Ki Visi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi V'li Dvaro Hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed, v'harbei imo fidus, v'hu yifteh es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Maskil David v'yosto b'amara tefila, koli al Adonai azak, koli al Adonai eschanan, eshpoch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid, Pisatef alai ruchi, v'ata yadata nisivasi, v'orach zu alech tamnu pachli. Habet yamin urevin li makir, avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi. Zahakti elach adonai amarti atal machzi chalki b'eretz achayim. Akshival Rina Siki Delosimod, Atilani Mirod Fai, Ki Amtumimani, Otiami Maskir Nashilo Doseshmacha, Yakhiru Tadikim, Ki Sigmal Alai. Achinu, Kol Beis Israel, Hanasunim Batara Uvashivya, Omdim Bin Bayam Uvain Bayabasha, Amakom Yerachem Alayem, Yotiyem Mitara Lirvacha, Umeafela Liora, Umishibud Ligula, Hashta Ba'agala Uvizman Kariv, Vinomar Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to life, light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach v'chalei tzal, prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. V'varech es chalei tzval gana l'Yisrael, v'anshei kochos habitachon. Homdim amishmar atzeinu v'arei Eloheinu, migvol v'anon, v'ad bidbar Mitzrayim, min hayam agadol, lovo arava, v'chol makom shehem. Bayabasha, Bavir, Uvayom. Yitena Adonai Savino, Akamim Aleinu, Nigafimus Nehem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmor, Vyatzil, Eschaya Aleinu, Mikol Tzara, Vitzuka, Mikol Nega, Umachala. Yishlach Racha, Vatzacha, Vachol Masei Yedehem. Yad Be'er Soneinu, Tachtehem, Vyatrim, Mechesa Yeshua, Vateres Yitzachon. Vikuyem Lema Kasuv, Kadonai Aloichem, Aleichim Achem, Lehilachem Lachem, Imoi Vechem. Loshia etchem, v'nomar amen. Mishaberach v'shvuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo. V'varech v'yishmor v'intzores nederei tzva ha'aganal Yisrael u'shvuyav, v'shkol achinu anusim batara v'shivya. V'kvod shakol ha'kahol ha'kadosh hazeh, mispalel b'avuram. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Yotzeihem Mechoshech V'Tzal Maves, Mosuseihem Yitek U'Mtzukoseihem Yoshiehem, V'Shiveihem Me'ira L'Chek V'Shvachoseihem. Yehudu L'Adonai Chasdo V'Niflosal L'Vnei Adam, V'Kuyam Bahem Mikroshek Hasuv, U'Vduyei Adonai Yeshuvun U'Vautzim Brina, Simchas Olam Al Rosham, Sason V'Simcha Yasigu V'Nasu Yagon V'Anacha V'Nomar Amen. Mishaberach V'Cholim. Mi Sheberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo. Uivareches HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem L'Hachlimam Raposam L'Hachazikam L'Hachiyosam Shlach Lehem Meirah Rufua Shalema Min Hashmayim Cholei Vareim Uvavichol Gideihem Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael Fuaz Nefesh Rufuaz Aguf Hashta Bagala Uvizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinstock. Such a chus for us to have you on the program. We look forward, please God, in Yeretz Hashem, to having you back on with us soon in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all the coordination she does behind the scenes and booking all of our wonderful Rabbanim. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again. Join Rabbi Jack Abramowitz tomorrow for our next scheduled program on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a chodesh tov, a safe and wonderful day. I look forward to be back together with each of you. Mir Tashem, please God, in 1 week.